This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The trade conflict with China is boiling over again. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Late last year, President Trump suspended a planned increase in tariffs on Chinese goods to help the U.S. and China negotiate a trade deal. Well, the president tweeted over the weekend that things were going too slowly for his taste, and those increases are back on. $200 billion worth of Chinese goods will have import taxes raised from 10% to 25% starting this Friday, and tariffs on more goods will come shortly, he said. Markets did not respond well. Let's take a look. The Shanghai Composite in China closed down 5.6% this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 379 points. That is 1.4%. The S&P 500 is down 1.3%. The NASDAQ is down 1.5%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.49%. So, why such a negative reaction? Let's bring in Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, markets responded so very negatively to the president's tweet. Why is that?
Well, this is a complete turnaround from the expectations that we're building for a deal. So, for example, we were fielding questions from our clients about what the removal of tariffs would do to measures of consumer inflation over the next year. So the mindset very much has been talks are going well, the tariffs are going away, not that they're going to escalate further. So this is a complete 180.
This is exactly what the IMF was warning us about when it made its economic projections for the year. What's your personal view on how this is going to play out?
I think it's a good reminder, which is the IMF perspective, that the trade tensions that we've been seeing are part of a sort of global mosaic of political tensions and rising dysfunction. So we see that with Brexit and Italian budget issues and China and the U.S. and auto tariffs and just a whole range of issues across the globe. And they're not going to go away overnight, even if this turns out to just be a bluff or a bargaining tactic. We are in the world of a lot of tensions over trade agreements and political developments.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you.
My pleasure.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Finland today. He is there to speak at the Arctic Council. It's a group of northern countries that meets to work on issues facing the Arctic region. The top of the world is warming at twice the rate of the rest of the planet, thanks to climate change. Melting ice there presents both economic challenges and opportunities, as Marketplace's Scott Tong on our sustainability desk reports.
A warmer Arctic means less ice in the summer and more shipping, oil drilling, and mining. Pompeo is expected to voice concern that much of that activity is non-U.S. China has invested billions in energy projects with Russia, which doubled its Arctic shipping traffic in the last year. Babson College economist Michael Goldstein.
There is a joke I heard that before you couldn't go through because you get worried about hitting an iceberg. Now you go through and you're going to get hit with an iceberg of paperwork from the Russian government.
He says it makes sense the Chinese and the Russians are the first movers. Geographically, their side of the Arctic is melting first. And economically, Russia needs the energy and China needs diverse shipping lanes, says Malte Humpert of the Arctic Institute think tank.
China and Russia are really good at thinking long term. They're not tied into 2-year election cycles.
He says the challenge for the U.S. is to engage more and invest more. Today's meeting will focus on commercial rules, when it's okay to fish in a warmer Arctic, and preventing oil spills. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Across the country, you can find big box retailers and even entire malls that are sitting half empty or that have gone out of business altogether. But in some places, those empty spaces are being filled by small businesses run by immigrants. Miguel Perez of KERA in Dallas reports on these first-time entrepreneurs.
Plaza Garland is nothing like the old abandoned Kmart that used to occupy this space in a suburban shopping center northeast of Dallas. The building has been transformed into a giant marketplace with a performance stage and stalls selling Mexican ice cream, piñatas, and handmade goods. Elena Lopez offers an array of colored candles in her small botanica.
People always come for good luck candles and good luck oils and incense. And each saint has their candle and specific colors and specific prayers.
Many of the merchants here are immigrants who say they're instilling a sense of community and culture into the space. Georgia Tech professor Ellen Dunham-Jones says that kind of entrepreneurism is key to reviving retail buildings. She studies the different ways outdated retail spaces have been retrofitted across the country.
The retail that is surviving, and in fact doing really very well, tends to be retail that is providing an experience you cannot get online.
But it took a lot of work to remake this space. The Kmart closed in 2003, and officials in the city of Garland struggled for years to revive the shopping center. The plaza didn't open until 2017. David Gwynn leads the city's economic development team.
When regional retail was a primary driver, it was a different economic model. That has gone away, and now you've seen a lot more smaller scale economic activity.
He says the city changed zoning codes to carve up the former Kmart into smaller spaces that tenants now rent for $500 to $4,000 a month.
It really changed the opportunities that could come in there and make something different. And quite frankly, take a difficult situation and make it a more thriving commercial center once again.
It's a move that's taken an empty 75,000 square foot building and turned it into 125 spaces and opportunities for local entrepreneurs. In Dallas, I'm Miguel Perez for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.